Next on the list is Jenny Anderson.
Well, thank you all for allowing me to speak tonight, and thank you, President Hollingsworth and Superintendent Beam and other board members. I don't know how to follow Ms. Campbell. She said a lot of things that I wanted to say, but I'm going to make mine more formal. I sent the board members a letter of support for you all, just to kind of let you know that for other people out there in the state supporting the efforts to support students and the teacher regarding the book, The Hate U Give. So if you'll allow me, I would like to read the letter from all of us. So on February 4th, a teacher of Oakland Crest County High School distributed to students the books, The Hate U Give. This book is anti-racist, 20 lessons to wake up, take action, and do the work, and was met with protests from the community on social media. We write now to urge this board to underscore the importance of academic freedom and to encourage the diversity of viewpoints by supporting the teacher's choice to include this material in her class curriculum. Pocahontas County Board of Education policy supports students' right to learn in a non-discriminatory manner that reflects the cultural diversity and pluralistic nature of American society. The board permits the introduction of proper educational use of controversial issues, provided that the use in the instructional program is related to instructional goals of the course of study and level of maturity of the student. Does not tend to indoctrinate or persuade students to a particular point of view, and encourages open-mindedness, and is conducted in the spirit of scholarly inquiry. Samara Mann, ELA teacher at Pocahontas High School explained to the Pocahontas Times newspaper that she used the things in her classes, and prior to this assignment, the students were to study The Book Thief, which follows a teen girl during World War II and her experiences in witnessing the treatment of Jewish people by the Nazis. I'm going to skip a little bit. These books meet West Virginia content standards and objectives in English and language arts while providing different perspectives and opportunities for reflection and discussion. The teaching of these books is supported by multiple state and county policies, and Ms. Mann has led by example with her choices. She put extensive thought into the selection of these books as her curriculum. The board's support is crucial. By supporting the selection of these books, as well as other selections that might spark thoughtful conversations around systemic racism, the board will help lift up Pocahontas County as both leaders and advocates of anti-racism, and encourage other local school boards to support their educators' decisions on what they see as appropriate and necessary to providing an equal and diverse education experience. So that's the end of the letter, and again, I sent it to everyone, and there were 23 signatures from various groups around the state, including ACLU, who helped me gather this wonderful list. You'll see the state NAACP, and I think that Mr. Brown is actually going to speak tonight too. The National Association of Social Workers, the West Virginia Literacy Coalition, Mount State Justice, several Black Lives Matter groups in the state, and the Literacy Volunteers of Montgomery and Preston counties as well. So several of us feel like we want to support you as a board. We want to, use this experience or this issue as a way to, really encourage other Board of Educations in the state to be the same, make the same voice to really support Mrs. Mann and her students. And that's really all I have to say. I just really appreciate you all letting us talk or speak tonight. And I also took some signatures for a petition that's also in support, and I'll be sending those to the board as well. But thank you. And now I want to thank Ms. Blair Campbell for speaking before me, too, because it really nailed a lot of things that, are the sentiments of this group that signed on to this letter as well. So thank you.
All right.